Did you receive an email from Blaise Tredis, who is the elected public defender of the 18th Circuit Court?
Yes.
Can you please summarize the content of his email?
Sure. He was notifying me that our chief technology officer, Brett Arquette, also had a company called Depotech. Mr. Tredis was calling to my attention that Mr. Arquette was receiving a state salary and his company was also a vendor for the state.
Okay, just a second. When you said it was Mr. Arquette's company, were you aware that it was actually his wife's company?
Yes, but I didn't know that when Mr. Tredis contacted me.
But now you realize that it was his wife's company?
Yes.
Did you meet with Mr. Arquette to discuss the email you received?
I don't recall.
Under oath, you're saying that you don't recall if you met with Mr. Arquette to discuss the accusation from Mr. Tredis? Is that your response? Please keep in mind that you are under oath.
I don't believe I met with Mr. Arquette to discuss his interaction with his wife's company.
How did you respond to Mr. Tredis's email?
What do you mean?
Did you email him back? Did you call him on the phone? Did he call you on the phone?
I don't recall if I responded to him.
Well, let's refresh your memory. We are going to play you a phone call that was recorded between you and Mr. Tredis. Since this was done during work hours and using work phones, and it is not deemed a security issue, this is a valid public record.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Blaise. I wanted to thank you for doing this over the phone because text and email, you know.
Yeah, leaves a digital footprint. Gotta love phones for privacy.
We're on the same page. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Say, I guess things worked out the way you wanted. I got a rise out of Brett by shorting his company $30,000, and I gave you enough ammo to fire him. Are you pleased with the outcome?
I must say, Belvin is very happy with the outcome.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why does Belvin have such a hard on getting rid of the guy?
Well, it goes back decades that Belvin had a particular girlfriend who also worked for Brett. She gave Belvin everything he wanted, you know what I mean? Until she wanted something back.
Oh, like what?
Like Brett's jobs as the court's chief technology officer. Powerful men like Belvin, like they're whores to keep their mouths shut.
If that was the case, why didn't he just fire Brett?
There were a lot of complications. Brett has always been a wild card. Belvin didn't know how he would react. After all, Brett's a tech genius and Belvin can barely spell genius. Between you and me, Belvin is dumb as a rock when it comes to computers and tech, so he wasn't sure how Brett would lash out.
And that doesn't concern you? I mean, Brett's a computer genius. He put the Ninth Circuit on the map. Under his watch, he made your court the darling of the tech world.
No, I know a lot about tech, and Brett's technical prowess doesn't faze me. I mean, what's he going to do? I'm a judge, and he's a no one.
I heard that Brett's in drop. Don't you have any feelings of guilt cheating his family out of like $250,000 in drop money after he worked for the court for 30 years?
No. Belvin always wanted him gone, and I guess I was glad I could return the favor.
What favors did Belvin do for you?
He made me the Ninth Circuit's chief judge. After all, a woman has never been the chief judge before, and Belvin, he made that possible.
Doesn't he work for Morgan and Morgan, making like $1 million a year? How does that work? He's not even a judge anymore.
Let's just say that we have a, let's call it a special connection ever since we worked together at the state attorney's office.
One thing's for sure, he certainly will never go up against an elected public defender again, else I'll bleed another $30,000 out of his company.
Just wanted to thank you. If you hadn't set him up, I could have never knocked him down, and for that, I'm grateful.
No problem. I enjoyed the hell out of it. These fucking peons think they have power until they get punched in the face with real power.
Thanks again, Blaise. Let's have lunch soon.
Sounds good. Bye, Lisa.
Goodbye, Blaise.
Do you recall that phone call?
Yes.
After Mr. Tredis emailed you and prior to this phone call, did you take an action against Mr. Arquette?
I believe I did, but I would have to review my notes.
Well, we've already obtained Mr. Arquette's human resource records, and it showed that you wrote him up in less than 24 hours over a public perception issue after Mr. Trennis' email. Do you recall taking this action?
Yes, I believe that Mr. Arquette had acted in a manner that reflected badly on the court.
And again, Mr. Arquette, being a 30-year executive and the chief technology officer of the court, you didn't even bother meeting with him to discuss the issue. You just immediately wrote him up without hearing anything he had to say about your perceived issue with him.
I don't believe I did. I had the court administrator and court counsel meet with Mr. Arquette and issue the reprimand.
Issue your reprimand, correct?
Yes.
Did the court administrator, Matt Benefiel, agree with your action?
I don't believe he did at the time, but that's why I'm in charge of the Ninth Circuit, and he is not.
Well, let's get this straight. It was a reprimand for having limited participation in his wife's company, something Mr. Arquette has been doing for 20 years without issues with the court or any other entity.
Is that a question?
No, but this is... Isn't it true that when you reported the email from Mr. Tredis to the court administrator, Mr. Benefiel, he told you that your personal friend and the chief judge at the time, Belvin Perry, 20 years prior, had given permission for Mr. Arquette to participate in his wife's company, since the court has nothing to do with depositions, and that there was no conflict of interest?
Yes, but I felt there was still a public perception issue that had to be dealt with.
Didn't your court administrator, Matt Benefiel, also inform you that prior to Mr. Arquette participating in his wife's company, that court counsel had sought a judgment at that time from the Attorney General? The AG came back and found no conflict of interest in Mr. Arquette working in a limited fashion in his wife's deposition company.
No, I don't recall that.
Well, here's the opinion. Please take a look. Do you recall that you were informed about this?
Yes.
How long after Mr. Tredis' email did it take before you terminated Mr. Arquette?
I don't recall. Possibly 30 days, maybe longer.
Again, why was Mr. Arquette terminated?
Because he purchased a number of items for our court's technology lab.
Wasn't every purchase approved by your court administrator, Matt Benefiel?
I believe they were.
Well, here's Mr. Arquette's credit card statements going back 5 years. Isn't that Mr. Benefiel's signature on every statement?
I'm not a signature expert, but I assume so.
Then why was Mr. Arquette terminated and not your court administrator?
Again, it was a public perception issue.
Isn't it true that all the judges would have to vote on removing Mr. Benefiel? But a single swipe of your pen could terminate Mr. Arquette.
Yes, that's the procedure of terminating the court administrator.
I guess you didn't think you could get the number of votes you needed to terminate Mr. Benefiel, so you cut the low-hanging fruit.
To me at the time, it seemed like the correct action.
Was it? in the phone call that you indicated that Mr. Arquette was fired because you owed your mentor and lifelong friend, Belvin Perry, a favor.
What's your question?
So much of this just doesn't make sense. First, you write up your world-class chief technology officer over something that was approved by your mentor and chief judge, Belvin Perry, 20 years prior, and you never even bothered to hear Mr. Arquette's side. Then you fire him over purchases that were approved by your court administrator. Please tell us what we're missing here.
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
In detail, let's discuss the phone conversation you had with Mr. Trettis.